Vincent van Gogh. He is the quintessential art world phenomenon, both for his art and life story. But now he's everywhere in a new way, the center of a boom in what are called immersive art experiences. Jeffrey Brown immersed himself in Seattle before the Omicron surge for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Blossoms waving in the wind. Sunflowers falling all around. A starry night, the likes of which you've never seen.
For us, what this immersive experience is, it's from the minute you walk in to the minute you leave that you're fully enveloped in the spirit of Van Gogh.
John Zoller is executive producer of Van Gogh, The Immersive Experience. A Van Gogh, he says, for our age.
We're doing what Van Gogh might have done if he had the technology that we have today. We're using his works to create the next version of his works by adding the motion, adding the animation, adding the energy to bring the life to his work that is already there.
We met Zoller in Seattle, one of 10 cities now hosting his company's exhibition. But even that is just a small part of the immersive boom in nearly 40 cities in the U.S. In addition to Van Gogh, the immersive experience, there's the immersive Van Gogh, Beyond Van Gogh Alive, and Imagine Van Gogh. Some cities, including Seattle, even have competing exhibits. It's a bit confusing, but like the artist himself, very popular. Zoller's company estimates about 50% of its audience has never set foot in a museum before coming to see this Van Gogh.
He is such a public figure. He is kind of like a rock star or a brand name in the art world. It's incredibly emotive and people can connect with it. It doesn't necessarily require an art degree to approach and engage with a Van Gogh painting.
In one sense, it's nothing new. From Lust for Life in 1956 and a slew of other films, books, and exhibitions, the fascination has continued. The art with its vibrant colors and textures, the drama of Van Gogh's life and early death. Now, in immersive experiences like this one, guests come face-to-face with a giant 3D bust of the artist himself, move past projections of his most famous works, and put on headsets and take a virtual reality walk through the countryside he painted. You can personally enter Van Gogh's bedroom in Arles and sit as long as you want in front of 30-foot walls of moving images with mood music.
I put my heart and soul into my work, and I lost my mind in the process.
And lines from Van Gogh's letters recited by an actor. You can also color your own masterpiece, which is where we met Joseph and Caden Noxama, happily here on an anniversary date.
I think there's no beating seeing the actual paintings in person, but seeing them come to life like this is definitely something I've never seen before, and absolutely something that I would do again.
I think it really enhances the experience to see what art looks like in another way like that, animated and just
truly fully immersive.
But remember, these are digital representations. There are no actual artworks here. So just what is this experience? We asked University of Washington art history professor Marek Wieczorek to take a look.
I was curious, I must say, as an art historian, I might have had a slight bias, you know, thinking, okay, I teach Van Gogh in the classroom. How is this immersive experience going to compete with what I do? I really enjoyed going because what I saw was people who enjoyed themselves. And ultimately, I think that's what any experience with art is about. On the other hand, there were a lot of things where, as an art historian, I thought, okay, this is not right. Are we really getting the experience of Vincent van Gogh? If we look at Starry Night on the Museum of Modern Art website and compare it to the video that you see in the exhibition, it's like two different paintings.
Wieczorek, a modern art scholar who happens to be Dutch, just like Van Gogh, wants us to see both what this is and what it's not.
It is cool, but when you stand in front of a Van Gogh painting, the light doesn't have to come from that light box, but from the color, the optical mixing of complementary colors, in thinking about what is lost in translation in this exhibition, the light box effect, which is what makes light come at you in an almost overwhelming way, the scale, the materiality, but especially the optical mixing.
Compare, for example, a photo shown of a painting sold at auction and the projected version of it nearby. The colors, he points out, are completely different. The texture of the brush strokes lost. It may be very cool indeed, but it's not what Van Gogh created.
It's like, wow, what is this? It's fireworks. I would say Van Gogh's work in itself is fireworks. What you lose in this exhibition, in a way, what is taken away from you by being presented an image of Van Gogh that is not Van Gogh, is the essence of your participation. In a way, you're robbed.
But neither the professor nor we want to spoil an experience people like Johanna Fagan and Constance Trollen, veteran museum goers and Van Gogh aficionados, clearly enjoyed.
This isn't going to change you going to museums.
Oh, no.
No. Always go to museums.
Yeah.
Well,
museum goers.
Yes. Yeah. You'll always go to the museums, but it is different to be here and to sit in one of those projections. Mm-hmm. It's a much different experience.
And it's an experience that's only growing, with more artists being brought into the act all the time. John Zoller's company is producing exhibitions with new artists.
There's a expectation on the part of the public for these more immersive experiences. And that's going to drive, that's going to continue to grow. I mean, you look around at, you know, other things that are happening with virtual reality experiences and augmented reality. Everything is, you know, every level of experience is being elevated or more is being added onto it. So I think it will continue.
And if this isn't for you, or you prefer a curated digital experience at home, Marek Wieczorek recommends museum websites that capture in fine detail masterworks by Van Gogh and other artists. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Seattle.
Either way, it is fascinating.